Just what is a trending topic?
A trending topic is a word or phrase that is tagged at a greater rate than other tags.
This is a trending topic.
Hashtag tunes.
Stop growing up and grow down with Jack and Brian as they rejoin the Trending Topics Network.
Hashtag tweet the table.
Get ready to have your face slammed through a table of wrestling knowledge as Captain Austin and T-Mac bring you the Spanish Announce Table.
Hashtag Weekend Box Office.
Join Mr. Old School and his panel of critics as they are your one-stop shop for all your movie-related news.
Hashtag Mobile Technology.
Take a bite out of the mobile space on trending mobile technology as Piper the DJ breaks down iOS, Microsoft, BlackBerry, and many things in between. This is the brand new Trending Topics Network.
Better check in every day.
Because you never know what's going to be trending next.
Daniel Palmer, San Antonio, Texas.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Tandingo! Yes!
It's showtime.
This is Old School at the Movies, episode 89 for September 4th, 2014. Old School at the Movies is brought to you by the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. Check out some great shows like Tunes, The Spanish Announce Table, and Trending Mobile Technology. Welcome back to Old School at the Movies, your one-stop shop for all your movie-related news. I'm your host, Mr. Old School. Before we get to the panel this week, let's get into the contact information. OldSchoolMovies.net is a site where you can listen, download, and subscribe to the podcast. If you want to get in touch with us directly, don't be shy. OldSchoolMovies2@gmail.com, or you can tweet us at OldMovies.net. That's OldMoviesDOTnet. So, five takes later, we are ready to start, and a bunch of technical issues. Thank you very much for your patience. Panel, let's introduce you. Start with our Iron Man, Mr. Heavy Set, episode 71 in a row.
I am the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be.
We've got Carp.
I hope you guys who are at Kayfabe Sports are ready to lose your NFL games to this crazy mother Canucker.
Kayfabe Sports, by the way. Try not to botch.
I thought I said kayfabe sports.
You said cased face.
Cased face, whatever. I'm Canadian. I can say whatever I want.
Yeah, you're Canadian. Yeah. You can talk like a retard. We've got Kembo Trek.
Yo.
And we've got Will.
Thanks for having me, Old School.
Oh, you sounded nice and bassy today, Will.
Well, what's with all these beautiful compliments today? Thank you so much.
I don't know. I don't hate you today. It's good.
That's good.
Let's get into the news.
I'm Bruce Nolan for Eyewitness News. Back to you, fuckers.
Has Hollywood found something better than IMAX? Pirates of the Caribbean 5 happening using money David Fincher didn't want. Matt Damon's Elysium exoskeleton comes to life thanks to a fan. Amazing Star Wars fan restoration removes all of George Lucas's mistakes. And Reese Witherspoon...
I can't talk today.
Well, you had two words to say.
Old school, it's an exoskeleton.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
What did I call it?
Exoskeleton.
Ecto 1. I got Ghostbusters on the brain. Ectoskeleton. Reese Witherspoon delivers special Legally Blonde message for an ailing child. All right, Heavy Set, what would you like to discuss this week?
Pirates 5.
The fifth Pirates of the Caribbean faced choppy waters. Johnny Depp has expressed interest in the sequel because, well, money. But these movies aren't exactly indie dramas shot with handheld cameras. There are a lot of moving pieces that have to click into place before a Pirates movie can set sail. And last night, a number of crucial moves occurred that all but guaranteed another high seas adventure for Captain Jack Sparrow. Despite the fact that Cinema Blend reported on a creative standstill regarding Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales back in April, the wheels are spinning once again on Pirates 5, which wants to begin filming in early 2015. Variety reports that Australia's federal government has agreed to meet some of the financial incentives requested by Disney to ensure that Pirates 5 film lands in the land down under. Initially, this money was supposed to go to David Fincher's adaptation of 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, but that project has been shelved now that Fincher has moved on for the moment. So Disney's petition to allocate the funds over to Pirates 5 was accepted. Heavy set. I mean, these things keep going. It's like the Transformers series. Originally started as a ride on Disney, and it's now turned into five blockbuster movies. First of all, do you think there's a need for the five? And second, do you think there's going to be anything different from the first four, or is it going to turn into this rush hour syndrome for this franchise?
All I'm going to say is, Disney, if you're not planning on making this movie as good as 2 and 3 were, meaning when they made 1, it was kind of a standalone, but then they took 2 and 3 and they built from the original, and they filmed them at roughly the same time, and they filmed them, or at least wrote them, around the same time, so there wasn't any, like, much overlay, or much time in between. Now that you did 4, don't make this just a cash cow. Make these movies mean something. If you're not, then don't make them, because 2 and 3 were great movies. 2 in particular is my favorite of the series, and one of the reasons is just because the ending is fucking awesome.
I mean, again, it's unfortunate, but, you know, this movie industry is a business, and if there's money to be made, they're going to do it. I'm going to throw this to the panel. Anybody else want to throw their 2 cents in on this?
I just want to say that I think Heavyset is wrong, and I don't think these movies were ever really that great. They got worse, but I think they got worse at 3, not at 4. It was a cash cow to begin with. Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with this, and I don't really think that David Fincher has much of a say. That's all.
What's wrong with the third one?
Giant Crab Lady. It became nonsensical. It wasn't the big thing we were hoping to get, and it was overly cheesy having Keith Richards be his dad, and then he has like an old pirate guitar and does a few strings because he's Keith Richards. It was really tacky.
Yeah.
What, Will, you didn't like the backstabbing and then the more backstabbing and then the more backstabbing?
The only thing I liked...
backstabbing that made no sense because there was backstabbing and more backstabbing?
The only thing I liked were the 2 Asian women in the beginning in the...
So I'll agree with you there.
That's all. That's all I cared for.
I don't know. The only thing that would make 5 to me, honestly, and might make me tempted is the rumor that they've always had is Christoph Waltz as the villain.
Yeah. Yeah, so. that I would actually watch that. I really would.
And I want Liam Neeson as the villain.
Unfortunately,
yeah.
Wait,
guys.
He was the best bad guy in a Western I've ever seen.
Well, look, old school. They actually were gonna, you know, you're watching Arrow. They actually thought of bringing back. Well, Liam Neeson said he wanted to come back as Ra's al Ghul. They're not gonna do it, but he actually expressed interest. Sadly, they're not going that way. Too bad.
Yeah, agreed. All right, Kebo Trek, let's throw this to you. Next news story.
We will go with the new better than IMAX.
It was only about 5 years ago that James Cameron's Avatar changed the world's perspective on the cinematic experience on both IMAX and 3D. And while we've seen some marvelous titles take advantage of both formats in the time since, the reality is that the industry is now regularly looking for a way to stay fresh and innovative. We've recently saw a format known as 4DX, which turns the theater into a roller coaster ride of sorts, arrived in the United States, but there's more still on the way. For example, it's time for you to learn about Escape. Since the beginning of the film medium, theaters have been built to feature a single central screen, but Escape, a new theater configuration introduced by the projector company Barco, is tweaking that model. 2 screens are used on either side of the main central screen in an attempt to create a panoramic image and a more immersive feel. The first feature film that will be available in this format is The Maze Runner, the new young adult adaptation that's being released by 20th Century Fox and will be in theaters on September 19th. At this point, the article writer imagines that many of you are asking a very important question. If that movie is filmed to be projected on just 1 normal-sized IMAX screen, how are they going to take that footage and put it on 2 extra screens? As you may have guessed, the answer now is visual effects. According to The Hollywood Reporter, teams of artists were hired to take what's featured on the screen during any given scene in The Maze Runner and expand the view with CGI. In aid of this process, Barco looked to the gaming industry and actually built their work around a Crytek gaming engine. Even if the job isn't 100% perfect, They wonder if this process will work just well enough so that the audiences will mostly be focusing on the middle of the screen no matter what. I mean, I think it's an interesting concept. I always believe that it doesn't matter if it's 3D or if it's IMAX or whatever, you're looking in front of a 2-inch screen. Once you get kind of that hypnotic trance, you know, a couple 10, 15 minutes into the movie, you forget about all these kind of gimmicky things. Although I would definitely be attracted to see it just for the curiosity factor of it. Let's get your two cents, Kev.
I'm completely for this. Any way that you can enhance the cinematic experience, I think, is a good thing, and it'll get people into the theaters. Like, I mean, it started with just IMAX, and even something simple like, you know, the VIP theater. It's something different that'll get you out of your house and into seeing the movie. And with pirating, with other issues, they have to constantly think of new ways to attract people. And I think it would be a great experience. Obviously, like, you know, like 3D, it's not something you're going to see for every movie. But for those really big, sprawling movies, I would love this. I think it would just add to the cinematic experience, especially if they're including some of the stuff they were, like, talking about with 4DX, with, you know, the seats moving and having, like, kind of, like, yeah, effects in the theater. All that, I think, would just add to the cinematic experience, and I think it would be something that would be, like, a little treat, kind of like IMAX or 3D.
You definitely raise a good point, and you know, since the 50s, or just since the dawn of the introduction of the television into people's homes, the movie industry has tried to catch up, you know what I mean? And it's true, they are trying to do these kind of gimmicks, and 3D, you know, came back with, you know, lackluster apart from Avatar, really. Everything seems to be like post-production 3D, which I think is a terrible idea, but yeah, I mean, having these kind of three different screens and immersing you into it, have rumble seats and maybe just like changing the temperature in the theater or having some kind of effects. Any little thing would get me into it. The only question is, would the costs outweigh the benefits? You know, would it just turn into a gimmick and people wouldn't, you know, try it once and stop doing it? Throw this to the panel. What do you guys think?
To me, it sounds like you're going into a two-hour La Ronde ride or something like that. Or for those who aren't, you don't know La Ronde, a Six Flags Parks ride. Like, they've done the format where you're basically in a roller coaster seat and you're moving around according to what the screen does. To me, it's a gimmicky thing. If all movies start doing it, I will stop going to movies. So I don't see the point of it, especially with the side CGI crap. The post conversion is going to ruin the film. I don't see the point of it. I'm more interested, apparently, on the side article I see here, which is MIT has developed a glasses-free 3D projector. Now that seems a lot more interesting than this 4DX to me, but that's just me.
For me, I like to see 3D more for sports. I think watching, you know, or holographic kind of technology, that would get you more into, like, it'd be almost like you'd be on the playing field. For movies, I've never been a huge fan of 3D, but I would give the three-screen kind of thing a shot. I'm curious to see if it's any good. Let's end on Amazing Star Wars fan restoration removes all of George Lucas's mistakes. Now, essentially what these guys have done, and that's one thing, but just the fanboy community of Star Wars and Star Trek in this, like, they have such passionate people. It's just unbelievable. So what they've done is they've taken the high-quality Blu-ray, and they've taken out all of the George Lucas's edits that, you know, the fanboys hate. And so they've taken as well, they've added kind of the lower quality stuff, but enhanced that so that it's kind of a seamless, high quality restoration. I think this is genius. I hate the fact that the movie maker, I mean, George Lucas, was kind of trying to fix his mistakes, and just people, you know, just enjoy what you have. And they should have just restored what they had instead of trying to play all like godlike and change all these scenes where, you know, the fanboys didn't want it. So I think it's awesome that they've done this. I don't know how to get it. I think you could just, like, if you go through the chat rooms and stuff, you can probably get links to download the stuff. I think they're working on kind of a system where they expect you to kind of own it before you do that stuff. I mean, they can't really tell. The only thing is Lucas or Disney going to kind of put their foot down and stop them? That's the only issue. They probably will. Let's throw this to Will first. Let's get your thoughts on this.
Thanks. No, I'm very impressed what's going on. The things he did is, for example, in the Blu-ray release, everything was made a lot darker. You lost some of the brightness, you lost some color. So he definitely touched that up. Another thing I realized that I actually never watched the original versions. This is going to sound a bit nerdy, but the first time they go to the bar, right before when they're entering this area, this marketing area, this market area, there are these big CGI creatures that were never there, but I've never seen that. I've only seen the big CGI creatures, and it always looks a bit out of place. So I would have always liked to see the original versions. So I actually tried to do it old school. I logged into a forum. I asked for the link. I'll see if I can get it. It sounds a bit fishy, but then again, I realize that this is the way he's going about it. Because if you were to just put up all on YouTube, it would automatically get taken down.
It would get shut down. Yeah, and So I understand why he's got to be kind of secret.
It's a lengthy process. We'll see how it goes. I'll update you guys next time we talk. But for now, I've tried to see where this can go.
Yeah, Kurt, let's get you 2 cents.
I like it. I remember back in the 90s there when he re-released the original trilogy. First one, like, it was huge. I was in a 25, 30-minute lineup just to get seats. And I was freaking out, and then I watched it, and I'm like, George Lucas, you son of a bitch. You fucking ruined my childhood. Like, I don't know why he added all that stuff, like Greedo shooting, and then just the extra scene with Jabba that was not needed.
Or what about the stormtrooper hit his head? He cut that out too, right?
I think so. I don't remember, but there was some stuff where it was just like, this was not needed. I'd be interested in checking this out. I'm pretty sure once Disney sees, if this makes major headlines on the news, except for maybe more than just Cinema Blend, or if it ends up on bigger news sources like TMZ or actual CNN or whatever, I could see them pulling it. But for now, pretty sure they're not worried with the billions upon billions of dollars that Disney has. Unless these guys start making major cash, they won't.
What they need to do is just do it themselves.
Yeah. What I like, though, is when they showed a quick trailer, or not a trailer, but an interview with, it's Abrams, I believe, for the new ones.
Yeah.
And he was talking, and there was a actual non-CGI, more practical effect creature in the background. And I'm like, ah, J.J. Abrams, you may not fuck this up.
So. If you listen to Kevin Smith, he actually goes in depth about how he was on, like, the set for the Millennium Falcon and that, and he freaked out. Yeah. He says, like, he's doing the right thing.
No, for this, like, I'd like to see a higher quality of the original, but I've got the original on VHS somewhere sitting down here, and I still have a working VCR.
So you and, like, five people have working VCR.
What's your VCR?
Sure, the gorgeous.
I also have a working VCR, but mine's, like, it's double VCR and DVD, and it's hooked up to it. It's, like, all, it's a TV, and then a VCR and a DVD all on one platform.
So do you have a laser disc player?
No, I never did.
Whoa, what's a DVD?
Yeah, okay there.
Alright, let's get into the movie review of the week. So, Carb, what have you checked out this weekend?
I've seen three movies.
Holy shit, okay.
Well, I saw two last week, but I forgot to review on them, but I still remember them pretty well. And then,
how many did you pay for?
Most of them. That's okay. The thing about not having a job right now is that I go to a lot of matinees by myself because everybody's at work. So.
Are you doing homework for us? That's
exactly.
Good.
So I guess I'll start with a couple of weeks ago of Into the Storm, basically a new take on Twister. If you like the first Twister, I think you'll like this. It was more of a handheld perspective. So at times there is shaky cam, but off the bat, you know, it's handheld, so you expect it. So it didn't bother me. Whereas movies, like I've said before, that shouldn't have shaky cam bothers me.
Captain America.
Yeah, Captain America. It was really
fun.
Well,
I have
fun.
To bring my friend again. Does my friend have to come to the podcast?
What's her name? Kaylee.
That piece of shit is always welcome, eh? That fucking scumbag fucking hoser, that charlatan.
Yeah?
He's always welcome on the show.
So, Sarah Kaylee's, as people would know her, not Lori. Yeah. The wife on Walking Dead, she was a much better actress in this movie than she was in Walking Dead. So I was pleasantly surprised by that.
Sarah Tancredi?
Sarah Wayne Cayley.
Yeah, he's talking. That's who she played on Prison Break.
That's all I know her as.
Okay. And then the lead three, the father and two sons, they weren't too bad either. A great final visual. Guy gets sucked up in the tornado. At the top of the tornado, he's like, oh, it's a beautiful skyline. And then the guy's like, oh, I'm fucked.
If they would have thrown a bomb into it.
No. They didn't think of that because there's no sharks.
Yeah, there was no sharks.
It was just backwoods America's getting torn up or wherever.
What if you threw a shark with a bomb in it into the...
The destruction scenes were really, really well done. So I'll give it that. For me, it's a 7 better twisters out of 10. Oh, and there's a hilarious, like, redneck two friends who use their own pickup truck as, like, they call themselves the Twista Hunters, and they spell, like, the R backwards because they're inbred rednecks. So I found that quite amusing as well.
All right, what's next, Cart?
Let's Be Cops.
This, I was looking at the trailer, and I'm, meh.
It is really funny. I was very, very pleased with this movie. Jack Johnson and Damon Wayans have great on-screen, like, buddy chemistry. If kind of like
the singer Jack Johnson?
No. Jake Johnson. He's an actor. He's the actor on New Girl. He did an indie flick called Drinking Buddies with Anna Kendrick and Olivia Wilde, which I also suggest people see if they have a chance. It was really funny. The lead bad guy was like the antagonist was, you know, straight up scumbag, not Russian. I think it was Ukrainian or something. And just these guys pretending to be cops and basically abusing like their powers that they don't actually have is hilarious. And I highly suggest if you want to see a good action buddy comedy this season, this is the one to go catch. For me, it's a 8.5 out of 10.
And what is last on our list, Carl?
As above, so below.
Oh, you mean the highly predictable horror movie?
Yes. Surprise.
That nobody wanted to go see.
Surprisingly, a little predictable. But it had, yet again, you went in with expectations of shaky cam because people had...
Oh, thank God. Okay, thank God you went.
People had, what's it called there, like almost like GoPro spy cams on, and one guy had a handheld camera, and obviously they're getting scared to points, so they're running. Some really good jump scares that I was not expecting because I thought the trailer would have ruined everything, which it didn't. Lead actress, she did a really good job. Perdita Weeks. I've never seen her in anything else.
Nudity?
No nudity. Yes, actually a little bit of nudity at one point, but it's really, like, you'd have to be like Mr. Skin and, like, pause it and then write down the time that it happened and then rent it on DVD or VHS or download it and then go to
whack off
to
the fucking frame.
It made me realize I'm glad I'm not an archaeological tomb raider because of what happens to them, how they, you know, get off and stuff. And just the creepiness factor was really there. It had the Descent claustrophobia feel at some points. Have you ever seen The Descent? There with the five chicks who go cave diving and get monster attacked. So it was enjoyable for what it was. It was definitely, if you like horror, I'd highly suggest the Cheapy Tuesday or part of the bargain bin at some point if you could get it for that price. And for me, bargain bin wise, it's a 7.5. Paris Catacomb deaths at a 10.
Thank you very much, Carp. Let's get into the weekend box office. Kebo Trekley's breakdown the weekend box office for this week.
We'll go through this pretty quickly. It's traditionally one of the slowest weekends of the year, so there's not much.
Yeah, big repeat from last week, pretty much.
Yeah, that's it. A couple new movies. But coming in first place, no surprise, is Guardians of the Galaxy, adding $17 million, giving it $275 on the domestic. And it's officially the highest grossing domestic movie of the year. Second place is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, adding $12 million. In third place is the Chloe Grace Moretz movie, If I Stay, adding $9 million, giving it just under $30 on an $11 million budget, so the studio will be happy there. In fourth place, debuting is As Above, So Below, with $8.6 million. Fifth
budget
place.
Five.
Yeah, so I mean, it's typical horror. They'll make their money back.
And better than Brosnan.
Yeah, surprising. Well, I guess, you know, in fifth place is Let's Be Cops with $8.2 million. Coming in sixth place is The November Man, debuting with just under $8 million. In seventh place is When the Game Stands Tall, adding $6 million. In eighth place, The Giver with $5.2 million. In ninth place, The 100-Foot Journey, adding $4.8 million. And rounding up the top 10 with a disappointing $3.5 million is The Expendables 3, giving it a total of
just over $33 million. And just very quickly, we'll mention Sin City, A Dame to Kill For, which fell all the way to 14th place in its second week with $2.2 million, giving it a disgustingly bad $10.8 million overall. That's just brutal.
Yeah, and Foreign, it's doing terrible, too.
Yeah, I think it would cost $100 million to make.
Oh, my God. So this is going to be one of the top biggest flops in history.
Yeah, it's going to be... I guess just quickly we'll mention the 30th anniversary of Ghostbusters made $1.7 million on...
That's all right.
Yeah, it's not bad for, not the biggest movie in just a 30-year release. So I think that they'll be pretty happy with that.
Yeah, add to the $240 million domestic total there. Why not? Awesome. All right. Let's get into upcoming movies for this week. We've got not too much. It's pretty slow couple of weeks. This is pretty much a slow time for movie releases. So not a lot on DVD either. But we do have one. It's called The Identical. Play the trailer and get our thoughts.
Your daddy's okay with this?
Oh, yeah, man. I take this car all the time.
Preacher's kids aren't to dance the way that you do.
Something just happens to me when I hear music. I gotta feel it in my feet. Dance,
dance, dance. Whatever it is, it's a good thing, Ron Ray.
Sing songs, write songs, that's all I want to do.
Get out of here!
A honky-tonk, you're going into the ministry.
Your father tells me you got a mind to follow in his footsteps.
Mama, I don't hear this call Daddy wants me to hear.
Man's job, learning to stand in his truth.
Trick him! Ryan cannot hear.
It's in every storefront in town.
Who is this?
Anybody ever tell you you look just like Drexel Hemsley?
Are you guys related or something?
No, not related. You're the girl for me,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Ryan, you're about as close to the real thing as I've ever seen.
Ladies and gentlemen, go!
I think this boy's a star.
I signed Ryan Wade, The Identical.
Just want to work some of my songs.
Nobody wants to hear your song. You're a pretender, buddy. You are nothing.
Time to tell him the truth. He has a right to know who he is.
I'm not proud of you, son.
The call you heard was for your life, not mine.
I'm breaking my heart, boy.
You're looking for something, aren't you?
It's not about the money.
I'm tired of being somebody I'm not.
So this is kind of like an Elvis impersonator guy, but I don't think they were able to use Elvis's name or whatever. So this seems to be like the story of a guy who impersonates kind of an Elvis guy. Definitely a nay for me. Maybe a Netflix watch, but that's pretty much as far as I'm going to go. Throw this to Will first.
It's nay. I don't care.
Yeah. Carp?
Well, it was actually apparently twin brothers are unknowingly separated at birth, and they're going to be definitely knowing that I'm not going to be watching this film at any point in my lifetime.
You just ruined it for everybody, man.
Not if you look at IMDb, you don't.
Kebo Trek.
Literally, the only good thing about this movie is the music, so a definite nay for me.
All right.
What, you don't want to see it because of Seth Green?
Well, he is one of my favorite actors, so...
In terms of DVD quickly, we've got Draft Day, something I've seen, actually. It's not bad. If you're a football fan or you like Kevin Costner dramas, which I actually am a fan of for some reason, check that out. It's very good.
Plus, everybody would probably mention that it is about the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, it's the only time they've ever been good in sports or whatever since turning movie. Awesome. All right, let's close the show. Plugs, final thoughts. We'll start with Carp.
As always, StableWars.com. We got games constantly running. We just closed out the WWE season for Stable Wars, but we have a TNA season starting up, and you have 12 days from the day of this podcast being released to enter your team. So if you like fantasy sports and pro wrestling, give us a shot at StableWars.com.
What's the over-under on them folding before the end of the Stable Wars season?
Well, apparently Spike canceled their Thursday night and then gave them Wednesday night.
Okay. Yeah, they could still be going then.
The thing is, the wrestling's really good, but just everything else is so bad. So.
Yeah, no, it is. And they're losing a lot of their big talent, too, so we'll see what happens with that.
Right now, their tag division is killing it with Wolves, Team 3D, and the Hardys. So.
The Hardys. Matt Hardy hasn't been good since
ever. Matt Hardy and Jeff aren't drunk out right now, and they seem to remember what wrestling was.
Yeah, but it's Jeff Hardy's carrying that. Anyways, heavy set. Let's get your plugs and final thoughts.
www.kshsports.com, NFL Easy Picks. It was not recorded last week, but we should be back in full swings. And I'll have to do some talking with my co-host, and maybe NFL Easy Picks will have some news going forward about programming. We'll talk more on that later.
Maybe CFL Easy Picks?
Arena Football Easy Picks. They don't play the Premier League shit. Fuck that noise.
Yo,
get that at the
England sucks. Crap.
Lingerie football league picks. We need some LFL picks.
Yes.
It's soccer, damn it. It's called soccer.
I was thinking lingerie football, but that's just because I'm a heterosexual male. So, you know, there's that.
Yeah. Will, plugs, final thoughts.
Okay, wait. I'm just wondering. Okay. There is the sport that you hold the ball with your hands.
No, that's your Saturday night.
And you keep and you know you pass it and you tackle with your hands and you call
that's
it,
what you got John Hamm balls
and you call
not,
that
not the Oogie Cookie game
and you
we
catch
call it
the ball,
Cock Talk Saturday nights on
and you
Top
catch
Network.
The ball with your hands and you call that football, but the one that you kick with the foot you touch with the foot and you can't even use your hands on. That you call soccer. How
That's
does that
lie,
make
sir.
Sense?
You're the goaltender, you're allowed to use your hands.
BS. Okay, so.
I got two words that explain that. America.
America.
Okay. The metric system would be so useful for you guys if only you tried.
The what? The What's
metric
the metric
system?
System?
Yeah, okay,
What's
whatever.
That?
Get lost. Okay, so.
Hey, it ain't 99 cans of beer
at
one.
We're buying Canada, damn it.
No, you're not. You can't even afford Detroit.
You're moving to Canada.
Okay, anyways, guys, comic books, FTW. .com. We've got a bunch of new cosplay interviews coming up, so if you want to know more, if you have ideas about cosplay, you want to get more into that world, you want to see the pros, there's all the interviews for you.
Thank you very much, Will. Kebo Trek, final thoughts.
For just $9.99 a month, you can get the WWE Network.
Not in Canada.
Yeah, that's true.
It's okay, I don't want to go into a big fucking spiel there, but it's $11.99 a month, and we can't even get it.
Yeah, it's shit.
It's shit. So if you're American, go get it. All right, so for Will, Kebo Trek, Carp, Heavy Set, this is Mr. Old School. Thank you very much for listening.
You weren't that impressed with his first movie. He wasn't your favorite Avenger. Now, get ready for the sequel that made everyone say, holy shit, who knew Captain America kicked so much ass? Captain America, the Winter Soldier. The captain is back, and he didn't skip leg day. Thrill as he ditches his lame Avenger suit for a cool new one, and shows off the full range of his vaguely defined superpowers, like super gymnastics, super throwing, super catching, and super jumping out of stuff.
Is he wearing a parachute?
When he's not kicking ass or taking names, follow Cap as he spends his free time freaking out kids at museums, hanging with his guild, and catching up on the last 60 years of pop culture.
I'll put it on the list.
Man, Star Wars must have blown his mind. When Hydra returns, Cap needs to take him out by forming a team he can trust, including Black Widow, a sneaky double agent who he really shouldn't trust, and Falcon, a random guy he met on the street.
Sam Wilson.
Steve Rogers.
Watch as Cap and two non-superheroes end up actually kicking a lot of ass together in a really entertaining, well-directed movie. What? We have to be honest. It's good. But since Honest Trailers is a comedy series, get ready for nitpicking. prepare for the shocking revelation that Hydra has been secretly growing inside of S.H.I.E.L.D. all along, despite the fact that the previous Marvel movies really didn't do anything to set that up. And get ready to try to ignore questions like, when did Nick Fury stop wearing the bulletproof vest that saved his life in the Avengers? Why didn't Tony Stark find out about Hydra when he decrypted all of S.H.I.E.L.D.'s files?
In a few hours, I'll know every dirty secret S.H.I.E.L.D. has ever tried to hide.
How did an agency that employs thousands of people hide the fact that half of its agents were members of a secret Nazi death cult for over 60 years? If S.H.I.E.L.D. had their hands on the Tesseract for so long, why didn't Hydra just use that to take over the world? That was the Red Skull's plan in the first place, right? And he was the OG Hydra. And if Nick Fury was such a threat, why didn't Hydra try to kill him before he saved Tony Stark's life, thought out their greatest enemy, and assembled a team of superheroes that would almost certainly stop any evil plans they had for the future? See, we told you it'd be nitpicking. So sit back and enjoy the best standalone Marvel movie since Iron Man, full of awesome action, awesome cameos, and one awesome twist. They run into the ground, where Bucky turns out to still be alive, and Dr. Zola turns out to still be alive, and Nick Fury turns out to still be alive, and Crossbone turns out to... Okay, no one ever really dies in this movie. Still great, though. Starring American Austin Powers, Mad-Eye Moody, Unfrozen Caveman Soldier, Lucy, Falcon Punch, Robert Red Toyota, and Hail Hard Drive. Captain America, he's cool now. So, Cap bets the safety of the free world on two people not wanting to buy gum?
Not a great plan.
Are you sure?
What's up? It is Heavy Set, and I'm here to tell you about Kayfabe Sports Radio, the home of the Ohio Indie Report and NFL Easy Picks. On the Ohio Indie Report, I break down what's going on in the Cleveland scene of independent wrestling, from AIW to Prime Wrestling, and some of the little organizations in between that I can attend. And if you also like NFL football, be sure to check out NFL Easy Picks, hosted by myself and my good friend Joe Bennett, as we break down and talk about what is going on in football, and we make our picks on the coming week's games. And all this can be found at www.kfabesports.com. You can also find us on iTunes by searching Kayfabe Sports Radio. And while you're at kfabesports.com, be sure to check out the links for Kayfabe Sports Radio, Ohio Indie Report, and NFL Easy Picks on Facebook and Twitter. So for now, be sure to check out the Ohio Indie Report and NFL Easy Picks on Kayfabe Sports Radio, where it's all a work.
Slamming your brain through a table of wrestling knowledge.
Oh my God!
News and rumors. The Spanish Announce Table.
TrendingTopicsNetwork.com.
Yeah. What fucking hole are you calling from this week?
West Virginia.
West Virginia. They have internet down there.
West Virginia, Pittsburgh, same thing.
Oh, okay.
Are you watching a brother mother go to town on each other?
I think two running backs just passed me by. I think they're high.
This is Old School at the Movies, episode 89 for September 12th. Fuck. This is Old School at the Movies, episode 89 for September 20th. Fuck! Why do we keep on saying 20? It's going to be a fun blooper reel. This is Old School at the Movies, episode... What the fuck was... I heard somebody there. This is Old School at the Movies, episode 89 for September... Fuck. Forget it. I'm not... Forget it. Well, I keep on saying 24th for some reason.
Fourth.